Andrew Kaplan won seat 2 with 1,118 votes to Peter Yeoghman's 874. His platform was centered on moving beyond the divisions caused by last year's unsuccessful bond referendum and addressing the critical academic and facility needs of the district. He attributes his win to having a ground game that allowed him to connect with families and empathize with them over their concerns about their children's education.
At Foundation for a number of years, and I'm already involved in education on that side, but I think people understood that I had the background and I had the passion and connected on the basis that I'm also a parent with young children in the district, and I think people wanted that representation on the school board.
He intends to be accessible to teachers and parents regardless of where they reside.
Once a week and, you know, during the school year, and I'd like to be available in that setting. You know, definitely once a month for parents to come in and meet with me, because even though I was elected in District 2, I'm voting on everything for the entire district.
Kaplan feels like there are a couple of very pressing issues the board has to deal with right away.
You know, I think that the first thing that will come out of the gates very relatively quickly will be the teacher salary negotiation. That's something that, you know, I obviously care deeply about and look forward to working on. And I think that's, you know, going to come up pretty quickly in the new year. And I think, you know, planning for another school bond.
Petra Butler defeated Mo Hickey for the District 3 seat. She won with 1,142 votes to Hickey's 997. She says she felt like a newcomer to the school board election process because she was competing with Hickey, who had served on the school board in the past. He had to relinquish his District 1 seat when he moved his residence into District 3. Butler retired from her longtime position with the FBI in April and began her campaign in May. She thinks being an unknown, as she puts it, really set her direction for how she would have to proceed in the campaign.
Really getting out to meet the people. I think because I was very much an unknown, I really had to make myself a known commodity, because I was running against somebody who was so well known in our community. And so I thought about the different ways that I could do that. And I think the best way was simply just going door to door and knocking on people's doors and asking them, hey, what are your issues? What are your concerns? What would you like to see from your school board? You know, just pros and cons about different issues. And I think that was very well received.
Butler thinks the biggest challenge she'll have is her learning curve with all the behind-the-scenes work that's done by school board members. She's confident that her strategy to be in the schools often, meeting with PTOs and community councils, and building relationships will put her in a position to best serve the community.
There's a couple different things that I personally would like to do. I'd like to get more involved about what's happening in our schools. And so I'd like to become engaged with the PTOs and the community councils, because I think that's the best way to understand about what's happening in the schools, is to become a little more involved. And I think when you get more involved, that's when you get to meet more of the parents and you learn more about the issues. Regular meetings available at different schools or at churches or wherever, because people can't always come to the school board meetings, especially when they're at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
She says teachers have the most critical role in children's success in school. She wants to build connections.
I think when you become a part of each school and you're there on a regular basis, you're going to get to know those teachers and you're going to have to build that relationship. You've got to develop that relationship. You've got to develop that bond. And I think that's something that I would have to work towards.
Both Butler and Kaplan acknowledge the challenges the district faces resulting from the overdose deaths of 2 8th grade boys in September. They indicate they're ready to delve into a comprehensive plan to address mental health issues, drug access and addiction, and helping families access resources. But both agree it's a community issue that can't only be solved by the school district. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.